Grace and peace to you. Thank you for tuning into the movement. This show will push you to your destiny, to your purpose, where we hope to change mindsets by totally being real and raw. I'm your host, Cedric Griffin. Let's go. Grace and peace to you. Welcome to the movement. Let's go. Today we have a special guest in the house, who's actually my son's. We have Mr. Chandler Griffin, who just turned 22, and my son Julian Griffin, who's 19. Now, one of the things, the reason why I wanted to invite them on this particular show is because today we're going to talk about daily habits. Daily habits. And I've been watching them all of 2020, even the latter part of 2019, where they're beginning to understand that their success comes from what they do daily. And it's been very, very impressive seeing them get up early in the morning, head to their office, bring their friends along with them, and just intensify their daily habits. You know, John Maxwell said, "You'll never change your life until you change something you do daily. The secret of your success is found in your daily routine."
Well, almost there.
So daily habits is what we're going to talk about here today on The Movement. All right. Please, Chandler, introduce yourself, sir.
I'm Chandler Griffin. I do real estate and insurance. I'm an entrepreneur. I have a couple businesses open. I also do music on the side as well, producing, artists, everything, engineer. And, yeah, I'm just planting seeds, you know, letting them grow. You
know, okay, so tell me this. Daily habits. What does daily habits mean to you? What do daily habits mean to you?
Things that you do on a day-to-day basis that are constant, you know, things that you do subconsciously that you don't really have to put too much thought into doing.
Okay. And what about daily habits are so important to you?
Well, I honestly feel like without concentration and desire, you can't do anything. So you have to really be tapped into what you're doing, and daily habits is the way you start that. The things that you do on a day-to-day basis is what determines where you're going to be a month from now, a week from now, you know, a year from now. Like, every day matters, you know, every day counts for sure, most definitely.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, you know, so, over the years, I've always expressed daily habits to my boys. And again, it's just been so refreshing for them not only to get involved in daily habits themselves, but also to bring their friends. See, the one thing that I understand as a father that, you know, and especially with young black men, that what we have to do, we can't just reach your sons. You got to also attempt to reach their friends as well, because their friends have more influence over their lives than you do. So with that being said, it's been so refreshing to also see their friends also start to apply daily habits. It's very special seeing people coming into the office 9 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't matter what they did the night before. They read a lot. They meditate. They pray. They discuss business opportunities, and then they work on their business. This is what I'm seeing daily from these young men who I believe are our future. Also, I have my 19-year-old son, Mr. Julian Griffin. Grace and peace, Julian. How are you?
Grace and peace to you. I'm blessed and highly favored. Thank you.
Amen. So what does daily habits mean to you?
Well, to me, we don't decide our future. We decide our habits, and our habits decide our future.
Awesome. Awesome. Your habits. Can you say that one more time?
Yes, sir. We don't decide our future. We decide our habits, and our habits decide our future.
Wow. Our habits decide our future. Now, think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Think about what you just heard. Most times we're focusing on our future, right?
Right.
But if we start to focus on our habits,
change the future.
Our habits is going to change or is going to manifest our
right.
future.
Correct. Yeah.
Very powerful.
The power of a habit controls your destiny.
The power of a habit controls your destiny. And see, and here's the irony about this show. I just asked my boys about an hour ago, would they be on this show? Because, you know I've witnessed them. So this wasn't something that was planned. In fact, this show is very organic. You know, the first couple of weeks we talked about speaking, the power of affirmations. Then the third and fourth week we talked about expectations. And now we're talking about daily habits, which we know what you do daily will manifest your future.
Right.
What are your daily habits right now, Julian?
So basically my daily habits are like waking up on time, like early, I do gospel music in the morning and start my day off with God, always praising him, and then I'll enter the office, and from the office we schedule our day out as a team, and then we do individual planning. And from then on out, we just go with our day. And we make a set forth that we don't leave the office until 5 p.m. after 5.
I see. So what time are you waking up in the morning?
I'm up at 8 a.m. for now. But I'm on the verge of becoming a 6 a.m. because the early bird gets the worm first.
The early bird gets the worm. That's beautiful. What time are you getting up, Chandler?
I'm getting around 8:30. I wanted to do it earlier, but one thing I really realized is it's not so much how early you get up, but it's more of how long you're up and where you're allocating those minutes, you know, and hours.
Very powerful. You know, he says, where are you allocating those hours? One of the things that that excites me about my boys, I allow them to, identify their beliefs. I let them, you know, debate against one another. But in the end, you know, it's super exciting for me because I'm seeing their daily habits align. You know, that I don't care what it is, they're at the office Monday through Friday. You know, it was huge for me to say, okay, yes, go ahead and get an office for them. But I only agreed to that because I started seeing their habits. I started seeing their habits. And, you know, and it was so amazing to me. And this show, ladies and gentlemen, is not me bragging on my boys, even though I am proud of them right now. But more importantly, I've came by the office and I saw them in their friends. They're reading. They have time. Can you all explain about reading?
Reading is powerful. I really feel that in this world, we stress physical activity and exercising the physical, but we don't so much stress how important it is to work out your mind, you know. And I really feel like exercising for your mind is reading, you know, and learning things. Because after school, what are you learning? If you're not in college or school, or you're not doing an activity where you're learning, like, if you're not learning, I feel like you're wasting time, in all honesty.
Awesome. You have to learn, you know. That's why they say commencement. When you graduate from high school, commencement means the beginning. It's when the real education begins.
Really?
You know, what are your thoughts about reading?
Reading is powerful. It's like the words speak to you. Like, I never really read a book in school, but once I got out of school, like the past 2 months, I read 5 books, and it's been life-changing. Like, this journey is excellent. It's like, me reading not only causes, like, it's good for me, it's good for my friends, because now my friends are starting to pick up books and read. So now we got a book club starting, and, like, just the power of it, like, to see people who want to learn and that know that they don't know enough, you feel me? So it's like we're just growing and growing and growing. So reading is very powerful.
And that's one thing I definitely want to salute the book club and everything, because it's I walked in and I didn't expect to see 15 young men, you feel me, who are the popular kids, you know, but we're breaking the mold because reading has never been something that's been cool, you know. So I definitely salute JD.
Awesome.
Everybody who can.
So I understand you all have a book club. And again, I'm mentioning book club because I believe part of every listener out there, daily habit should be reading. Reading is so powerful.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when I was 18 years of age, I think I was probably getting ready to turn 19. And I read the book, The Magic of Thinking Big. And it totally changed my world. And one of the things that I believe in is that once a mind is stretched, it never goes back to the original dimensions.
Yeah, most definitely.
And so now I understand that you all have a book club. A book club.
Right.
Could you tell me some of the books that you all have read or are reading?
Right, all right.
So I've read The Power of Kingdom Mindset, which is my goal. That's the book that changed my life and my mindset. I also, now I'm currently reading The Power of Positive Thinking. That book is very powerful. I've been on it about 2 weeks now, but it's like I'm keep refreshing, highlighting, taking notes because it's powerful. It's words that I'll take on for me for the rest of my life.
Yeah. I actually just started reading this year as well. I started off with The Alchemist, and that was really a book that taught me to pick up on affirmations that God sent you, you know, like everything's not just chance or luck, you know, you can really, and the more you realize that, the more opportunity is given in your life. And The Magic of Thinking Big, that was actually the second book I picked up. That's a great book. It's definitely one of my top three. I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I've been reading The Master Key System, which is the inspiration for The Secret, which is a very popular book and movie.
Awesome. Awesome. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, the topic of the day on the movement Let's Go, we're talking about daily habits. You know, Sean Covey said, depending on what they are, our habits will either make us or break us. We become what we repeatedly do. You know, one of the things that I so love about a professional athlete, I don't care how, I think that Tom Brady is the best quarterback ever. But even during this pandemic of coronavirus, guess what Tom Brady's been doing?
Working out.
He's been throwing passes. So he's a professional who has six Super Bowl championships. Six. But at the same token, his daily habits is saying, hey, I still have to work out. So I often say Stephen Curry, Golden State Warriors, is probably one of the best shooters I've ever seen. You know, I thought Larry Bird was pure. But Stephen Curry is even, this guy is, he's unbelievable shooting.
Right.
But guess what he's doing?
Working out.
He's working out. His daily habit says, in order for me to make these millions of dollars yearly, I have to work out.
And that's, the thing is, the people you're naming aren't the most athletic, but they're the ones who are giving, putting in the most work.
All right. Successful people have great habits. Habits determine 95% of a person's behavior. So it's like, it's pretty much everything.
Awesome.
It's like, yeah. Habits make or break you. And this quote I read is like, you have to remove negative habits, like cut or reduce the negative habits. Very few people look at it that way. Like, you cannot out-train a bad diet. If you don't remove the weeds in your garden, sooner or later, they'll take over your roses and you won't be able to enjoy them.
Remove the negative habits. Very powerful. Did you hear what Chandler said about the two guys that I was discussing in terms of Tom Brady and Stephen Curry? They're not the most athletic.
I don't know.
But because of their daily habits, they're probably the best.
Yes.
One of the best. So your daily habits, one of the things I consistently tell to people that I do business with is if your habits should align with where you want to go. And if your habits are not in alignment with where you're wanting to go, you need to retrain them. You know, John Maxwell says, I can predict the long-term outcome of your success if you show me your daily habits. Mm-hmm. You know, show me your daily habits.
Right.
I honestly could tell you that I know. I'm in the real estate business as well. You know, we do business in Alabama, Florida, and Georgia. And so, and, you know, we're a real estate investor as well as a real estate brokerage company. And so here, one of the things that I constantly share this, I typically could predict when an agent is going to be successful once I watch their daily habits for about 30 to 60 days. Success is not rocket science. It's simply what you do daily.
Oh.
Anytime that I get upset with my habits, or I'm sorry, anytime that I get upset with, you know, my goals being delayed, I go back and I examine what I'm doing daily. What I'm doing daily. And as Julian stated, then I begin to cut the negative habits. Cut the negative habits. Read that. Say what you said about the weeds again.
If you don't remove the weeds in your garden, sooner or later they'll take over your roses and you won't be able to enjoy them.
If you don't take away the weeds in your garden,
sooner or later, they'll take over your roses.
They'll take over your roses.
And you won't be able to enjoy
them. It's so important, ladies and gentlemen, that when you're identifying your daily habits, which, by the way, should be persistent and consistent. Those are very important in regards to your daily habits. They must be persistent and they have to be consistent.
Right.
You know, one of the things that I believe that when you're helping people reshape their lives, you got to have them identify what they're doing daily. What they're doing daily. You know, a lot of people have great ideas, but they never accomplish anything because their habits suck. Their habits suck.
Right.
And I don't care what it is. You know, it's been so impressive, ladies and gentlemen, you know, watching these young men, you know, they're coming to church. They're coming to church. It's, you know, because now they've made part of their daily habits, taking the time out to come and praise God as well. It's very important. You don't create your future. You create your daily habits and they create your future. So important.
What I've been searching and what I had came across is this: your beliefs become your thoughts. Your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions, and your actions become your habits.
And your actions become your habits. You know, can you say that one more time?
Your beliefs become your thoughts. Your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions, and your actions become your habits.
Very important. You got to act with habits. Habits is a verb. What are you doing today? What are you going to do tomorrow? It's so important. You know, practice isn't the thing you do once you're good. It's the thing you do that makes you good.
Wow.
Daily habits, ladies and gentlemen. You know, one of the things that we've been talking about, books, and we're going to give you a book, what we're calling our book of the week, is called The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday. The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday. And what this book, It's the timeless art of turning trials into triumph. You know, turning a lemon into lemonade. So our book of the week on the movement, let's go, is The Obstacle is the Way. You know, one of the agents, Mr. Artie Cox, was introduced me to this guy by the name of Joshua Hunt, who's now taking his real estate course. And Joshua, we brought up reading to him. Joshua is very special. He's 22 years of age. In fact, I'm going to introduce him to my boys and their circle. You know, and so Joshua is the one who shared this book with me called The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday. Please, ladies and gentlemen, order this book. This book is going to change your world. You know, so many times on our path, in pursuing our destiny, on pursuing our purpose, we're going to have obstacles. Life will throw us lemon, but we got to make lemonade out of it. So this book is called The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday. You know, we thought about giving books away each week. But the purpose of this show, The Movement, Let's Go, is to make you want to take the initiative to say, you know what? Enough is enough. Let me start speaking life into my situation. Let me expect what I want in life. It's not too late. And now we're talking about daily habits. It's so important. It's so important. You know, one of the things that I was reading was called The 6 Daily Habits for Success. Number one, you want to establish a morning routine and schedule your time. You know, and as Chandler said, doesn't have to be how early you get up. But it's when you get up, is how do you allocate these hours? What are you going to do today? You might get up at 12 o'clock, but what are you going to do? It makes no sense in getting up at 4 a.m. and all you're doing is listening to the news all day long. You could get up at 12 o'clock, and if your daily habits align with where you're wanting to go, so be it. So establish a morning routine and schedule your time. The second thing, you want to stay focused. Keep your daily to-do list small. You know, it's so important to stay focused. I think so many times when we are trying to identify our daily habits, we're trying to eat that elephant in one day. Versus taking one bite at a time out of that elephant. It's very, very powerful. The third thing, let's get outside your comfort zone and up-level your game. You know, I truly believe that when you're identifying your daily habits, get out your comfort zone. I don't care what it is. Typically, when you're pursuing your destiny, or you're pursuing your purpose, it's not going to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. That's why we haven't done it already, right?
Right.
So it's time to get out your comfort zone and up-level your game. The fourth thing, you want to move your body and fuel it with healthy food. Again, daily habits, I believe, should also, ladies and gentlemen, be about our diet. Right. You know, the most important investment out there for you is what you put in your body.
Right.
It's so important. You know? And so we have to start taking care of our bodies. Mm-hmm. Because as we get older, things we did years ago, it catches up with you.
Right.
See, a lot of times people say, well, I have high blood pressure because my mom had high blood pressure. That's not necessarily the case. Right. It's based on the same diet that you were eating when you was younger and you continue to eat it. That's the reason why you have high blood pressure, etc. So we have to identify what we're putting into our body. Our body is very important. The fifth thing, we have to create white space and reflect on the positive. It's so important, ladies and gentlemen, you know, removing those negative habits out of your life. Removing the negativity out of your life. You know, one of the things that people used to always tell me is that whenever someone is saying something to me that's total not on where I'm going, I'm going to say, I see. I don't care whether or not it's your spouse, your son, your daughter, your boss, or whomever. Learn that white space where, you know, where you're removing those negative people out of your life. And if you can't remove them, use I see on them. Don't let what they're saying infiltrate your daily habits. And then I do think the last thing, you have to rest properly. You have to rest properly. Again, it goes back to what you put in your body. We have to get rest. It's so important. Daily habits. But ladies and gentlemen, as we get ready to close this show, Julian, what is the last thing you want to say to our audience today?
I'd like to tell y'all, being successful is not who you are, it's what you know. If you use discipline to become superhuman, the world will become your playground. And you have to give it 120% every day. Not 100, but 120%.
Awesome. Not 100%, but 120%. Chandler.
Definitely. You most definitely want to outwork everyone else. Jeff Bezos said it perfectly. He said, you're either going to live a life of comfort or you're going to live a life of service. You can't do both. So, like you said, you have to step out of your comfort zone. Do things that may go against the grain of how you feel. But it is, let's put it like this. If you get in the car and you want to go to, you set a destination, you have to follow the route, you feel me? And that's your daily habits. The route is your daily habits. If you're all over the place, you'll never end up where you want to go.
Correct.
Awesome. You have to focus on your daily habits. Well, I want to thank my 22-year-old son, Chandler Griffin, and my 19-year-old son, Julian Griffin, for being a part of the show on Daily Habits.
Thank you.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, they were invited an hour before this show because when I look at them, their daily habits are on point as a 19 and 22-year-old, including their friends. And so with that being said, we want to thank our sponsors, Premier Coast Realty. We also want to thank our sponsor, Real Estate Cake. You know, please get ready to tune in on next Saturday at 7:30 a.m. We do believe the early bird catches the worm. And remember, the book of the week is The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday. And remember, if you think you can, you can. If you think you can't,
you can't.
You're also right. The movement. Let's go. We'll see you next Saturday at 7:30 a.m.
Grace and peace.
Grace and peace.
Thank you for tuning into The Movement. We hope we have inspired you to go and pursue destiny and purpose. Our sponsors are Real Estate Cake and Premier Coast Realty. To submit questions or comments, please email us at themovementgo@gmail.com. That's themovementgo@gmail.com. We look forward to seeing you next Saturday at 7:30 a.m. Grace and peace to you.